Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 16, Episode 1, How Good is Your Relationship? In this Season 16, we'll explore the foundational relationship question, how good is your relationship? It's a very relevant question if you've been dating someone for a while and you're wondering if, one, you should move the relationship forward to making a long-term commitment, two, well, you should break up without regrets, or three, you should continue dating and not make any go, no-go decisions quite yet because perhaps you believe the relationship isn't great, but you also realize that it could be better if you reduce the amount of drama you're infusing into it. The question is also highly relevant for anyone already in a committed long-term relationship because it provides a baseline for how good you think and feel about your relationship. So, as you take intentional steps to be a better partner, you can keep track of how those steps are translating into your relationship getting stronger. So with that segue, let's take a step back. Remember, at the highest level, you're committed to relationship excellence and being the strongest and best partner possible. You strive for balance as you care about your partner and her needs while also caring about your own needs. Unfortunately, you're not perfect and she's not perfect, both bringing into the relationship weaknesses that can translate into self-created drama. Likewise, life is not perfect either, potentially causing externally driven drama. Analytically speaking, the quality of your relationship can be determined by how much fun versus drama you're having together, as described by the relationship quality equation introduced in Season 1. In other words, the quality of your relationship equals the number of positive, fun-filled moments divided by the number of negative, drama-filled moments. As a reminder, research conducted by John Gottman has shown that a stable relationship has on average 5 positive moments to every negative for a 5-to-1 ratio of positive fun to negative drama, or relationship quality equals 5. However, you and she are not averages nor robots. Rather, you both have your own comfort levels with what feels like an acceptable ratio of fun to drama. In addition, it's important to remember that your commitment to relationship excellence implies a commitment to do the work necessary to turn your weaknesses into strengths, reducing the amount of self-created drama you inject into the relationship and improving your ability to resolve whatever issues come up. Therefore, the quality of your relationship should see signs of improvement over time if you're at least reducing the amount of drama you're contributing to the relationship. For instance, for myself, I've been working on getting less defensive when my wife shares something I'm doing or not doing that's bothering her. And as I'm increasingly able to stay curious to listen and learn more about her story, my defensiveness has dropped, and so has the drama in our marriage, which has improved the overall quality of it. That said, at this step in your relationship, you may be pondering whether to make a lifetime commitment, call it quits, or give the relationship more time to develop as each of you continue to learn more about each other and strengthen your relationship games. To make this decision, you need to answer this foundational question, how good is your relationship? Therefore, in this season, we'll explore 2 ways to answer this all-important question with a focus on examining the drama side of the equation. In episodes 2, 3, and 4, we'll explore answering this question from an analytical point of view, ultimately showing a methodology to give your relationship a letter grade from a scale of A for excellence to C for average to F for failing. Then in episodes 5 and 6, we'll explore answering this question from the heart, exploring the answer to emotionally speaking, how good does it feel to be in this relationship? Remember that through the Relationship Workout program, available at relationshipworkout.com, in privacy and less than 10 minutes by completing stage 1 of the Relationship Workout program, you can get a baseline grade for how good you think and feel your relationship is. And then within an hour, receive recommended insights on what you can do to improve your relationship and how. So, with that said, in the next episode, we turn our attention to answering the question, how good is your relationship from an analytical perspective, and how good do you think your relationship is?